The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I am here today with Barbara Giovagnoli, manager of the Lackawanna County Environmental Department and the recycling coordinator for Lackawanna County. Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Thank you for being here with us.
I'm very glad to be here, so thank you for inviting me, Jackie.
And we're glad that you're here with us. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. where we talk real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many exceptional realtors providing excellent results. We have been appraising, listing, and selling real estate for over 40 years. We have a quality award-winning office. Feel free to email us anytime at info@jruddy.com, info@jruddy.com. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Instagram. View our listings, search the MLS listings, and listen to archive radio shows by going to mobilefriendlyjruddy.com, jruddy.com. And don't forget, if the weather turns frightful, we do have a webcam that is directed towards the corner that's on our rooftop at our West Drinker address, and it shows the road conditions before you head outside and get into something you don't want to. So that's at jruddy.com, jruddy.com. Barbara.
Yeah.
Giovagnoli, manager of the Lackawanna County Environmental Department and the recycling coordinator for Lackawanna County. You're here today to talk about recycling.
Yes, I would like to talk about recycling and like very much to talk about reusing and reducing. I hope we have time for that.
Well, we'll make it all work. Could you tell me how long you've been doing what you do?
Really?
Yeah.
Well, 30 years.
Okay, mm-hmm. So you're an expert.
Well,
you know a lot of
there's lots more to learn, especially in this industry that is ever changing. And that's why I really do appreciate the opportunity to let our listening audience know how recycling, that has been a household term for at least 20 or so years. Kids have grown up knowing what that is. How it's changing, why it's changing, and what we can do to make it pure and working as it was always intended to.
Is recycling truly beneficial for the environment?
On many levels, absolutely. But it has to be done correctly, Jackie.
Okay. So you mentioned that we haven't always recycled. And when I was young growing up, there was no such thing. Mm-hmm. And so this started in my early adult life. And I usually do it. You throw the glass bottles, the plastic bottles, the newspapers and recycling bins, and I call it a day. But there's a lot of people I know wherever I go, to my son's school, you know, places of work, I'll say, do you recycle? And people say no. Do they have to recycle?
Well, in Pennsylvania in 1988, there was a law put into effect where municipalities, towns that had a population of 5,000 or more, must start recycling in 1990. So that was the kickstart of recycling in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Now, in Pennsylvania, as I'm sure many of our listening audience folk realize, there are rural counties that don't even have a town with 5,000 people in it. So you will, of course, see and hear various answers to the question of where can I recycle this. Frequently, they give it to me. and that's fine with me. But we would like very much to get folks to not even consider throwing certain key items away.
Okay, so what are those key items?
I'd like to talk about plastic for sure. But the items that are actually listed in the law is what I think we should at least mention.
Yes.
In the law, and what it states is this, so that everybody gets it. If you are in a town with 5,000 people or more, your town must provide easy recycling, which is usually curbside recycling, of 3 items out of a list of a little plus 8. And those 8 items would be newspaper. So it would be the newspaper, cardboard. Usually the magazines go in with the newspaper. Glass bottles and jars, plastic bottles and jars, aluminum cans, steel cans. So they are the items that were in the original law that are still there. And from that, a town can choose 3 of those to pick up from their residence curbside. And that's how it was intended, and that's how it operates in many areas of our state.
So we have curbside recycling, and we have the red, they're recycling cans. We have those that, and they're picked up every other week because I reside in Dunmore.
Okay, that's why you have red cans, the box.
Red, yes, the box, right. So there's times when Dunmore does, we call the borough, and it, you know, a can goes missing, or, you know, it wears out and it's destroyed for whatever reason. And we call and they don't have cans available. But from time to time, they do send out notices when they do. So it's nice to have that red can because obviously for the people that pick it up, it identifies it as a definite recycling.
Okay, that's how it is in Dunmore. Dunmore has red bins. So the Dunmore Department of Public Works knows that the red bin will have commingled recycling in it, which is your bottles, jars, and cans. So you're absolutely right. Not all towns, however, would have that color bin, but the towns that are recycling will have their own unique bins for the exact reason that you mentioned, Jackie. So that is so true. Now, you did mention that they might have bins, they might not have bins. That goes back to the original law, which is called Act 101. It provided for bins to be received by municipalities only, so it's public grant money. The municipality would write a grant to request collection equipment. And so early on, certainly for 1990, collection bins and trucks that we saw, you know, as recycling was rolling out and everybody was psyched about it. That was money that was provided by the grant program within the law. And it still exists. And as a matter of fact, that particular grant, which is for collection equipment, is coming up now. That window opened. It's called grant number 902. So anyone listening to us should get in touch with their DEP coordinator or go right online at the DEP site and get the grant application. So only municipalities can apply for this.
Very good. Okay.
So what happens then when you don't have a bin? What happens? Does that mean you don't recycle? I say no. Really? You have to have a particular bin? I don't think so. We all know how to spell recycle. We all know that recycle is a triangle. It's a triangle of arrows. This is global. Recycling is global. We should realize that. So often we hear about the global economy, and it's truly hitting recycling, which we will discuss a little bit later. But the symbol of 3 arrows, they're called the chasing arrows, in a triangle means recycling. So let's say, all right, you don't have that bin. Well, you might have a cardboard box, or you might have an old laundry basket. You might have some type of container. Maybe, I'd love to think, you have a trash can you no longer need to put trash in because you're recycling more. You can just mark it recycling and put it out on the day of your pickup. It works.
So what about the people that are in a municipality that don't offer curbside service? What can they do if they want to recycle? What do they need to do? What can they do?
Thank you for asking that question. Because there are many municipalities that have what is referred to as a drop-off program.
Yes.
Now, I'm in Lackawanna County. As we said earlier, we have 40 municipalities in Lackawanna County. Only 12 are actually mandated by law. However, we have 30 that recycle. And that's a wonderful thing. It says a lot about the people wanting to do the right thing. And it says a lot about volunteerism at these drop-off programs, just neighbors helping neighbors and setting up a place. Frequently, I would tell anyone here who's wondering, gee, how can I do that? It tends to be either the municipal building or a firehouse that will open up their yards, their parking lots for volunteer recycling. And then they just choose whatever it is they're going to accept. But they have to have a market, and that's what we need to discuss.
So anybody can go to the Lackawanna County Recycling Center and drop off their plastic, their glass, their newspapers, their magazines, and recycle?
Yes, in Lackawanna County, there is a recycling center. It's privately operated. It isn't operated by the county. It's called Lackawanna Recycling, Inc., and they do have receptacles, they're dumpsters, for public drop-off, and they are open Monday through Saturday at 7 a.m., and on Saturday, they close promptly at noon. Of course, everybody wants to have some time on Saturday.
But they're closed on holidays, recognized holidays.
I would say I can't make that answer since I do not operate the center. I would say that has to be something to contact this center about. Recognized holidays are, for me, they'd be more than they are right now. But no, contact the center for that. And the recycling, that center's number is 570-963-6868. But I must stress, there isn't an office there. People will sometimes get quite upset because the phone doesn't get answered. There isn't an office or a receptionist. It is a facility where there's a scale room. So folks shouldn't necessarily think that that's the case. Don't get angry. Just call again.
Right. Well, for me, I have curbside pickup for the glass, plastic, the commingled, that's the term you use, items. I do take my newspaper and cardboard to the recycling center. I believe there's a curbside pickup, but I got tired of waiting because they wouldn't come on their designated days. We all get a calendar at the beginning of the year, and it's coded, and it tells us when the pickups are.
Mm-hmm.
But are they allowed to pick up newspaper or paper that's wet?
Yes, technology has come a long way. Early on, we would stress to folks, please don't put your newspaper out when it's raining. And that was because it was very hard to get wet paper to go up the various belts to get to the baler to get compacted properly. So it really is an industry. And that isn't something that many folks think about, you know. Really, why should they? They just want to make sure that what they're trying to recycle gets recycled, and I get that. But recycling newspaper is quite important, I would say, and I've been asked many times, if I could only recycle one thing, what would it be? And I say, well, how about two things? And I say paper and I say plastic. So they are important for environmental reasons, and they are very easily recycled in Lackawanna County, in Luzerne County, in Wayne County. I think in most of northeastern Pennsylvania, but I can't speak with accuracy on all 11 counties.
Well, when I have to tell you a funny story. When my husband and I first were married, he saw me in my sink washing out jars, plastic jars and containers. And we actually got into a little bit of a heated discussion. And he said to me, I can't believe you're washing the garbage.
Oh, you know, I'm glad you said that. Can we use that and go from there? please, everyone who's listening, really listen now. Recycling is not garbage. Recycling is not trash. You've made a conscious decision to allow that particular item to be remanufactured. And what that means is, and especially with plastic, let's say, that comes from oil, fossil fuels. Many of us are starting to recognize the importance, along with the potential dangers, of using fossil fuels. So recycling and trash are two totally different things unless you make it trash.
I'm supposed to be washing them out, correct?
I like to use the word rinse, Jackie, okay, because I've had very good conversations where people have said, well, isn't that wasting water? And I understand where folks are going with that. No, you don't have to wash them. That, to me, would be wasting water. But you want to get the food residue out. And here's why. Recycling is about people. It's about people with jobs, folks in enclosed spaces that have all of these items going by them. And just, I think all of us right now could recall the smell of sour milk, okay? And nobody is going to like that thought, let alone the words. So who wants to work in a place that stinks? No one does. And no market, which, remember, at a recycling center, it really gets separated, it gets packaged, and then it's shipped to market, and it's the markets that then make it into new products by people. So again, recycling is all about people, and respect for our fellow human beings is just get out the food residue. So it's real important in things like milk, for sure. Some of the things that are difficult are peanut butter. So what I say to folks is, let me tell you how I handle that. And this is the truth. I mean, we are all short on time. What I will use is a little scraper, get out most of that peanut butter and put it on the last sandwich. And then that residue, I find a corner in the dishwasher for. Or if someone doesn't have a dishwasher, just fill it with water in the sink. Over time, it's going to get rid of the stuff and then put it in your bin.
Right.
All right. So you don't have to worry about soap and water wash.
Well, no, I don't soap and water. I do rinse them out. But I was thinking the same exact thing. Like, well, the peanut butter jar is a little harder than the milk jug.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So I let it sit in the sink overnight with water in it, and it loosens it all up, and we have
it. Does.
Yeah.
It's really not difficult. I think that many of us are victims of our own perceptions. You know, so like if we start to think of recycling, oh, this is just trash now because I'm done with it. All right, so for years when we were done with something, what did we do? We threw it away. So why recycling started, why it became so important is important. We came up with plastic. We came up with disposables. We didn't have disposables. You know, things came in. And it's interesting when I talk to kids and they'll say, well, what'd your milk come in? Oh, glass bottle.
Glass. Yeah.
Well, what was the top? Well, you know, it was paper most of the time. It was like a wax paper. Then, of course, they let me feel as if I'm quite ancient. I go along with that and laugh because I'm not. But I have had this opportunity to see this particular part of society change. But with disposables came our waste. At the same time, we started to recognize that landfills were causing groundwater contamination. Things were happening sort of at the same time. The disposables, the chemicals for cleaning, it wasn't just soap and water anymore, or white vinegar and baking soda. Like now we had chemicals to clean. So all of these things were going in a town dump, typically. Towns had dumps. They weren't lined, they were just dumps. So you'd have your snow percolating through it, your rain, whatnot. So we realized we had a problem. Land, these dumps started being closed. That was the era then of landfills that were engineered so that we wouldn't have groundwater contamination. And that was also the era of realizing, what are we going to do with all this stuff?
Such the birth of recycling then.
Well, to the extent that we have now, really our seniors did tremendous recycling during World War II that used to be called the Great War. But they would recycle steel cans and did a darn good job of it. And what they were told, and this was to make ammunition for the war, for our soldiers. They were very fastidious about it. They were asked to please take off the top, take off the bottom, and put it inside and flatten the whole thing, and they did. So there was that, and then there was also, around that time, the newspaper being collected and reused. So the birth of what we know as recycling, like all this plastic, and it's unbelievable the amount of plastic on our planet right now. This, I would say, is more in the 90s. Plastic bottles weren't around. Our toys weren't plastic. We didn't have plastic in the home. And I don't know when, but I'm going to say maybe the 60s, maybe the late 50s. I honestly don't know, so I can't speak with accuracy there, but I'm sure somebody can Google it and find out.
We have to go to a break, but with us today is Barbara Giovinoli, manager of the Lackawanna County Environmental Department and the recycling coordinator for the County of Lackawanna. How does someone get in touch with you, please, and your phone number and website, please?
Okay, sure. Thank you. The phone number is 570-963-2017. That's my extension is 1, and that'll get right to me. And our website does have a lot of information. Please check it out. It is www.recycling.lackawannacountytotallyspelledout.org.
We'll return in just a few moments with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker.
The talented team of professionals at Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. They're not just real estate agents, they're agents of change. They're on a never-ending quest for the best for you and your family. They can help you find exactly, precisely what you want at this time in your life. A computer, a website, an app, and a listing by itself can't do that. They're obsessed with better and deliver extraordinary, embracing the what if, not just the what's been done before, with a level of accountability and honesty not found anywhere else in the real estate industry. Don't settle for average, okay, or just all right. This change in your life is monumental. And there's only one Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate that will help you rock that change. Call 570-344-6724 and visit jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Each Century 21 office is independently owned and operated.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, in with my producer, DC Taylor. Hello.
Yes. Yes.
How are
we're
you?
Here.
Good. Thanks for being with us today, as well as Barbara Giovinoli.
Here I am.
Manager of the Lackawanna County Environmental Department and recycling coordinator for Lackawanna County. So we're having a great discussion, and DC, you have something you'd like to share with us?
Yeah, all this talk about recycling, and I mean, I guess it hasn't been around that long in comparison, because I mean, I grew up in the 80s in Philadelphia, right in the city. We had the dump right in my neighborhood. Very convenient trip to take our garbage and throw it in the big giant pit. And it was also the incinerator. They actually burnt the garbage right in my neighborhood. And the ash, every few days, maybe once a week or so, the ash, it would snow ash in our neighborhood. Like, and it would land on the cars. And then it's like, well, you know what? That gets landing in our lungs, too. So,
sure.
And the smell from the place. So, yeah, I still can't believe I was in a major city and right in our neighborhood, they were burning tons of garbage every week.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it was just. Everyday business.
It was a common thing, and this was, I guess this was pre-recycling, before recycling really took hold, because I remember when we got the blue bins, and, you know, we heard on the news that, you know, this was going into law, and you're going to have to start doing this, and
I read the brochure, too, that they first initially sent out, and it had the do's and the don'ts and what to do and what not to do. I wish they would send them out every year.
It's on our website now.
And it's on your website.
Yeah, we're trying.
So which is your, how do you get to that?
www.recycling.lackawannacounty.org.
Okay. So a home buyer just purchased a home and they don't have their recycling bins. Whatever happened, the seller took them or they never had them, whatever the case might be. How do they go about getting their new recycling bins?
I think the first thing to do, quite honestly, is to contact your town. So what town have you moved into? And when I say that, you know your address, you know your address, you know your zip code, but your zip code, the place where you get your mail, is not necessarily the place in which you live. So you want to find out where you actually live, like where you're going to be paying your local taxes. And that's the town that will be providing recycling for you or not, but certainly will have the answers you need. I was saying that it's public funding, public monies, where the municipalities can apply for grant money for these recycling bins. So that's why they would have them. And in, oh, jeepers, most towns, you can get your recycling bin at no cost. Now, so that's my key tip.
But in the first half of the show, you talked about you can just get a regular trash can, put the three arrows on it, some recycling note.
That's true. But contacting your town, and that's why I think this is so important, will give you all of the do's, the don'ts. This is how we do it here in town. Wonderful. And we provide this. Or you might hear, you know, we're not mandated by law to recycle here, but you could contact this company that will come and do it for you. There are so many different scenarios. They're unique. They truly are. And so that's why I strongly suggest contacting your town to find out how it works where you are.
I live in the Wilkes-Barre 18702 area code, or not area code, zip code rather, mm-hmm. but I'm actually in Plains Township.
There you go.
You know, the Plains Township folks, they're the ones that come mm-hmm. collect our stuff, even though I'm in 18702.
There you go. And that's very, very common.
Yeah.
There's a change happening that I'm aware of here in Lackawanna County where we have a 911 address. And what that means is whatever town you live in, that's your address, even though the zip code might be somewhere else. So that's good for me because my zip code isn't actually a different county. So people thought I lived somewhere way far away. But now I can actually use my street address. I have a number, which I never had before. So that's like we are evolving as a society in good ways, in some ways that we need to step back and look at.
So I want to also ask you before we close the show, and we're coming up on that time. Sometimes when a buyer buys a house, seller leaves behind paint cans, and gifts of they think that of use to the buyer for the future that, well, if something happens, they have the paint that's on the wall. So a buyer doesn't have any intention on keeping that paint color, wants to change all the colors, but has the stack of paint cans to get rid of. What do they do? How do they get rid of these cans? What's your advice?
It's a very, very common question. It's usually in the garage or in the basement. And this is what I would say. First of all, go to our website that I mentioned previously. And on the website, when you open it up onto the homepage, up top, there are icons of the earth. Go to the one all the way to the right, which says links. And when you click on that link and go on the page of links midway, you will see a power to save and what to do with latex paint cans. That is usually the biggest problem. The other solvents are frequently cleaning agents. If it's something that the directions said to dilute with water, then just hyper dilute it with water. By that I mean, you know, really put it in a bunch of water in a can or pail. How dependent on how much is in your container. Call me. I'm happy to walk you through that. But if it's something that was water soluble, it can then, after being diluted, I can't say that enough, it can be put down your drain. Let's remember that what goes down the drain ends up in a sewer plant to be cleansed to go into a river. So remember, every action has a consequence. There are then some things that are hazardous waste, and our biggest friend there is kitty litter, because what you want to do is solidify a liquid. The reason why I say this is you don't want to put a liquid into the trash that then goes into a trash truck where the gentlemen on the truck have to compact the trash, because then be it paint or some other kind of thinner or whatnot, it will go all over the place. So the goal is to solidify it. Use very inexpensive kitty litter and pour into the kitty litter or pour the kitty litter into the can. So again, it's hard for me to say, not seeing, but kitty litter, solidify, then it can go in the trash.
Thank you, Barbara Giovannoli.
I'm happy to talk about that.
Manager of the Lackawanna County Environmental Department, recycling coordinator for the county. Phone number, please.
570-963-2017. And you can just put extension 1 and you'll get right to me. I always answer calls. It might not be that day, but I always answer calls.
Thank you, Barbara. We'll have you back next week. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker.